sitting at home doing this shit? You should be honored a medal for this. Stop fucking around and be a man. There ain't nothing out here for you. Oh, yes, there is. This.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy Spaceballs.
Your boy Brooklyn.
And we're bringing you episode 4 of the Streetcast.
Back in this bitch.
Back up in this mother.
Yeah. Baby. So we're back another week. I guess it's November 12th, 2011.
That is the date.
Yes. And this is the official podcast, unofficial podcast, a podcast of BrooklynKing.com.
a podcast of BrooklynKing.com Incorporated.
Right. Your favorite site. So we're What's back up? Another week, man. I don't know, man. I'm feeling good today, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Been in a good mood.
Yeah, I noticed. You're looking real happy over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yo. I love my life.
He loves his life, everybody. I do. As you should too.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've been having great weeks, yo. Seriously. Bumping the table and shit.
Bumping tables, having good weeks.
Yeah. Listen to some good music this week. Mm-hmm. Listen to some whack music this week.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Went to a show. You know, we had some deaths. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
But honestly, on a personal level, everything is gravy. So
good.
You know, the site's finally up and shit, and I'm still working out kinks, and I'm just so relieved to have that behind me.
Right.
Even though it's in the not too distant past, but everything's good, man. The weather's been all right.
Weather has been
fall. It's beautiful out there. Like,
it's getting a little chilly though.
It's getting chilly, but it's like just it's beautiful out there. Like,
it is.
The red
it's
leaves
colorful.
And it's yellow and it's yeah. just like it's a gorgeous time of the year. You
That's
know,
true.
And I'm excited about the winter and all that stuff. And I have a lot of time off from work coming up, so
right.
I'm psyched, really.
That always makes you feel a little better, knowing yeah. you're going to have some of your own time.
I'm going to have more time off than time at work in the next couple weeks, months. So
lucky you.
Hey.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I love my gig.
Yeah. So, let's just jump into the podcast, man. I mean, what's first on the agenda?
Let's start with some music. I mean, why not start with a little bit of music?
Yeah, no doubt.
Some music. So most of you out there know that Drake's album, Take Care, has leaked. Take Care. I don't know how it happened. What? Somebody at the label.
Why do you call it Take Care? Is there any science behind that? Like, Take Care.
I don't know. Take Care sounds like a goodbye, right?
Yeah, right. Like, I'm out. Peace.
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea why he called it Take Care. And listening to the album, I still don't get it. So I don't know.
So what do you think about the album, though?
I mean, personally, overall, it's weird because, like, I'm kind of, sort of, almost a Drake fan.
You need more people. Whenever somebody's I'm kind of, sort of into some shit, that means they secretly listen to that shit a lot. Stop fronting, man.
Shit.
Anytime somebody says that
shit. You called me out.
I'm just saying, man.
It's true. I'm always listening to Drizzy.
I'm kind of, sort of into...
Let me tell you what happens.
That's like me telling somebody, I'm kind of, sort of into games. I'm kind of, sort of into... computers. That's like me saying I'm kind of sort of into computers.
I'm kind of sort of into Jordans.
Right. Yeah. I'm kind of sort of into technology. Like, you know.
Alright.
Come on, son.
Alright, let me stop crying. So this is my relationship with Drake. Pause.
Come on, son.
Pause, alright? This is it. So, like, I was never a fan of his because I was always like, yo, like, why? Why are people so into him?
Why are you hating on the pretty boys, though?
I mean, it might be. So, I mean, it's just like, every time I turn the radio on, Drake would be on. Like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even explain it. Like, dude is just always on the radio. So eventually, mm-hmm. I just got into, like, always hearing him and kind of started to dig some of his music.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Drake is that he's a rapper and he's a quote-unquote singer.
Which makes it even more weird for you to like him. Because it's like, I'm not into that R&B
but
shit.
But that's why it's kind of sort of because I like his... bars, like I like when he's rapping sometimes, but mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of his singing because I feel right. like he's always crying. He sound like he sounds ridiculous to me, like Keith Sweat, like he's always all nasally.
I have to agree with that actually, and I think that's part of the problem. My issue with his album more so, like I like when he's rapping or
yes.
whatever that is. His verses,
yes, when he's going in,
yeah, because he's literally talking about his life in a way that seems way truer than I would have expected him to come with
right.
it.
Right.
like he's telling the good and the bad and the fucked up shit he does and all of that. And I'm like, oh shit, that's crazy. Like, I applaud his honesty and candidness right. with that. Like, wow. But then he breaks into singing and I'm like, it's not for me.
Right.
So it's like, I feel like his album is not enough for me. Like, I agree. I understand that it seems like he knows his demo and his demo, you know, is mostly female and he's like, he caters to them more in the album than he does to,
yes.
like, someone like me.
I mean, but let's be honest. Like, the reality of the industry is that women buy albums. Like, mm-hmm. women are more inclined to go to Target while they're picking up whatever else they're buying, and they'll pick up that album. A dude is more than likely not going to cop the album. So the fact that he's, like, making his albums for the ladies, I can't totally knock him on that because right. they're the ones that's going to buy it.
Right.
Even if a dude likes an album, he may be like, nah, I'm going to find that.
Yeah. I mean, matter of fact, you know, I think on podcast number one or two, you played that I'm On One song.
Yeah.
And that's mostly, there's no singing on that.
Nah, it's just hot. Him going in.
It's hot.
It's him going in.
Yeah.
Those are the tracks I like. Yeah.
After the fact, I was like, let me listen to this shit again.
Damn, I forgot I played Drake in the first.
See, I'm kind of sort of a fan.
I got Draked.
That was like before the song really blew up though.
Right. It was early.
It was before the song blew up.
It was early.
And then after that, it was like in every club you hear it in every party. And everybody early. Gets hyped. Like that shit comes on. Like I was at a party not too like a week ago and the shit came on. Everybody's like, everybody's like,
Trizzy, Toronto, right, T-Dot.
Right.
But yo, this is one track where there are two tracks on the album that he goes. I would say that I listen to it and I'm like, damn, he's going in.
So play one. Can you play one?
Yeah, one of them is called it's HYFR, Hell Yeah, Fucking Right. I mean, the name is kind of corny, but
very corny.
He goes in on it. I'm gonna give you guys a quick little listen to.
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait, or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated, and I think I text her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it. And right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negatives to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you.
Woo!
That shit cracked.
He went in.
He goes all the way
in. He said learning to work with the negatives make for a better picture.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Killed it.
He goes all the way in.
Oh, see, I want to hear that shit.
I want a whole album of that.
Yes, that's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear all of that. Wow, he came with it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Drake, if you ever hear this, if you listen to me, man, it's your boy Space.
Cut that
man.
Other bullshit out.
Yo, stop fucking singing, man. And just fucking rap, yo. Singing. What the fuck, yo? Maybe Wayne is like, nah, you gotta sing. Cause you might be better than me.
Right.
Don't let Wayne tell you to keep singing these hooks, man. I know it makes you money. Yo, man. Ah,
man.
We need some bars, man.
Yeah, man.
If you could go in like that consistently, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Might as well, man.
You might as well do it.
Might Shit. As well. So, there's not a lot of competition out there in that arena.
No.
Not really.
Drake goes all the way in on that track. I can't even front. I'm like, I wish there was more of that, but there's not. That was it. The album is good. The album's decent, but I mean, I think that's the majority of, you know, what's hot about it. There's also this Andre verse that's on this album.
Oh, word. That shit's pretty crazy too.
Yeah, that joint.
That's what I miss about hip hop. Like, that's what I miss about hip hop. I miss hearing thought provoking stuff that makes you want to rewind it. Like, what did he just say that? I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah. I mean, Dre is making a name for himself by like killing other people on their own songs. Yeah, like, he's not even like making albums. He's just like, I'm here now.
I'm here. I'm gonna spit the hottest verse you've heard this season.
I wrote this verse while I was taking a shit, and I'm about to spit it, and it's hotter than all your shit.
Yeah, yo, Andre 3000 is like top four MCs to me.
Yo, like
top three now. Now that's still kind of in the game.
Who your top? Your top five MCs?
Nas? You mean like that's Nas, still making music, or just of all time? Of like since MCing been MCing?
I mean, Big Pimpin is big.
Nas, Rakim, mm-hmm. Andre 3000,
right?
Mos Def.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's like four right there, right?
Rakim, that's four. You said Nas, Rakim, Mos Def, Dre. Yeah. You said Nas, Rakim, Dre, Mos Def.
Right. And then, you know, Jay.
Then the wild card spot.
Jay and Big are almost tied to me nowadays because, don't get me wrong, I'm a big, notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls fan, but he just didn't have the body of work
mm-hmm.
to compete against a lot of these other people.
Right. Like,
he only had two albums. He only had two albums. He had a bunch of like mixtape joints. He doesn't have like five albums like Jay.
Right.
Five albums like Rakim and Andre 3000. Even Outkast has like five albums or more than that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't feel like he had enough time to get, I would say Tupac is on that list. Matter of fact, yes, Tupac.
Pop.
Tupac. Nah, not in this order. Tupac, Nas, Rakim, Dre, Andre 3000, Mos mm-hmm. Def.
I would say Jay, Nas, Big, Andre, and the fifth spot is like the wild card. It's like, yeah, I almost want to say like Common, but then a lot of Common stuff to me sometimes is just like,
it's like, it's
burn.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like hit, like missing the mark.
Yeah, but it's this, like me, it's like lukewarm.
Yeah, but the stuff that he goes in on, like he goes all the way in, and I respect him for that.
Yeah,
but
I think Black Thought is better than most Common as a rapper.
Yeah. I think Black Thought,
as an MC, Black Thought I think is underrated. Like,
he gets lost in the mix though. Like, he gets lost in the hotness of the Roots as a band.
As a band, because their music is so good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a dope MC.
Yeah.
But yeah, that fifth spot is always a wild card for me. But I wanna play this little Dre, it's Andre 3000 verse real quick, mm-hmm. so that people can hear it.
I'm gonna just pour another drink.
Whip, guarantee the city remember your whole name. You throw that whole scholarship. All of them ain't all equipped, and this saddens me. I see the pecking order. Quote unquote bad bitches work the whole flow. Those that get laughed at sit off in a corner like a lab rat. Nobody wanna. Niggas that are married don't wanna go home, but we look up to them. They wish they were us. They want some new trim. We lust for some trust. Now the both of us are colorblind, cause the other side looks greener. Which leaves your turf in a Boise state. Can't see or play other team, cause everybody has an addiction. Mine happens to be you. And those who say they don't, souls will later on say to them, that ain't true. All of them will have an opinion, but y'all know what y'all can do with them. But if you're unsure, I'll take you on tour to a place you can stick that in. Well, sitting here sad as hell, listening to Adele, I feel you, baby. Someone like you, more like someone unlike you, or something that's familiar, maybe. And I can tell that she wants a baby, and I can yell, girl, that you're crazy. Oh, what the hell? Nope, can't be lazy. Please be careful, bitches got the rabies.
And the thing about the thing about Dre though that gets me is like, he's not trying too hard.
Yeah, it's so natural. It's just effortless.
It's like he thinks like that,
and it's like he makes it seem easy. He makes it seem like,
yes,
it's like a stream of consciousness. His raps are like streams of consciousness.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what kills me about. That's why I'll never be a Lil Wayne fan. Because his stream of consciousness is like somebody with ADD who's like on Ritalin. It's like somebody who drunk Ritalin, who's on Ritalin, Red Bull, what's that shit called? No Doze.
All that shit.
All that shit all at once, and their mind is like
gone.
Everywhere.
All over the place.
His shit is not cohesive, and like Dre just spits a stream of consciousness, and it's like, wow, that's a complete thought, right? Mm-hmm. Like he gave you a complete snapshot of how he feels about a certain thing.
Right. Like a snapshot in time.
Like right. You're
this is
a situation. It's a situation. Exactly. He just gave you a situation and how he sees the situation.
Right. That's why I don't like Wayne albums. That's why, to me, a Lil Wayne mixtape will always be better than a Lil Wayne album, because a mixtape, you expect that. You expect just like random spitting, random shit all over the place. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to make an album, in my definition of an album is like I'm trying to create a concept.
Right. A mood.
Yeah.
A place and time. Like, this is what I was on at this time in my life.
Right.
This is the theme of this album.
Right.
Right. I was on this at the time.
That's what music has taught me an album is. Like, I don't know what the hell these new albums are that come out that are just like...
It's formulaic. It's like, oh, we need to have this track. We need to... This is going to sell. We need to have a smooth track.
Right,
we
but
need
it's to have not a, an album, though. It's just like a collection of what the label thinks
A&R
works.
A&R shit.
Yeah.
A&R mixtape.
It's bullshit. That's what it is. It's fucking bullshit. Anyways. So, yeah. So, Drake, I hope you sell. I think your album is good enough to buy. I think you need to keep spitting. You need to spit more real hip hop shit, and get off that singing a little bit. But I mean, I wish you the best with, you know, what you do.
Yeah, man. Get off that singing bullshit. When you're far. All right, so we're gonna take a little break. We'll be right back. Yeah, man, that was pretty dope. Who was that?
Yeah, that was who was that? That was
it's like, this is a good question.
I got this off of SoundCloud. This is a guy named Ben Bada Boom, and name of the track is "You Change Me When You Smile." It's just, I know it sounds all sappy.
Nah, it's, you know, that's, I mean,
it's good music, man.
It's good to make people smile, man.
It's good music. Like, it's some cats on SoundCloud that's really doing their thing. I want to give some shout outs to them later on in the show.
No doubt.
Because we pulled some of their tracks. But yeah. So the news, man.
It's a community site. We got community music.
Right.
Community podcast.
Right.
Podcasting for beats.
Podcasting for beats. If you got hot beats, you let us know. Throw them up here, yo.
Yeah.
Real talk. So let's talk about some current events. Let's talk about some news real quick.
Yeah.
So as many of you know, I mean, if you're paying attention at all to what's going on in America and the world, we have this presidential race coming up. I mean, the race has already begun, honestly, and the Republicans are going at it. One of the front runners in this race is a gentleman by the name of Herman Cain. Herman Cain is his name.
Yo, that's so, yo, his name...
Herman
fucks with me on so many levels. The whole Cain and Abel thing.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If he...
Cain killed his brother Abel.
Exactly. If you know the Bible, any, and I'm not...
That shit crack.
If you have, I'm not overly religious, but I know the Bible. Right. And I'm saying, like, Cain stabbed his brother, killed his brother Abel.
Killed his brother Abel because he was jealous.
Yeah. So if Cain becomes the Republican... candidate, he'll have to go against Obama.
Right.
Brother versus brother.
Right.
Cain might kill Abel. Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so symbolic, man.
It is. But I mean,
in a way, okay, let me pose this as a question then.
Go ahead.
Is it possible that Cain's reputation is, you know, because his reputation is pretty much going downhill right now.
It is.
Is it possible that people are gonna like cast that on the whole race? Like, damn, we wouldn't want that black man as president, so we don't want any black man as president.
The fact that he has issues with infidelity, that there's all black men are now infidels?
Yeah. Basically.
Oh,
you think that kind of like can be a perception?
I feel like as an African American, I feel like whenever any African American black man does anything in the media that's negative, I feel like there is a certain implication of it on everyone. no matter who that person is. So I feel like, yes, when Herman Cain, you know, gets caught up in things like this, it's like, dude, you made it that far up and now you're a victim of, you know, something that's just so, like, such bullshit. Like, you letting that get in between you. I mean, there are other reasons why, you know, that get in between him and the thing, that could get in between him and the presidency, but such a small, not a small thing, but, like, such a stupid, like, moral issue is getting in the way of, like, your whole campaign right now.
Wait. What's this? What are you calling a stupid moral issue?
I'm not
the fact that he made a fondled a bunch of women.
I'm not saying it's a stupid. I'm not downplaying what happened. What I'm saying is he's letting a moral issue be the thing.
Stupid. You said stupid moral issue.
I think it's dumb that he did it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it was.
I'm not dumb. I'm not downplaying the case. I think the case is very relevant. And if he did it, then it's like,
that's,
damn.
Yeah,
like,
that's fucked up.
It's a fucked up situation. I feel like it's stupid that he is caught up in this.
All of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's caught up in this now. And now it's like,
but he should
have. It's a bad look for everybody.
He should have known that before he even decided to run as president that was going to happen, though, right?
I mean, he knows what people are going to come at him about.
So he should have been ready for this.
In theory, yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like, because, like, okay, let's say me personally. If I'm going to run for office, I'm going to have to sit down for a while and think about my deep, dark past. Every closet that has anything in it that can come back.
Yeah.
Every skanky piece of sex.
Yeah.
Every person I've ever done wrong.
Yeah. Every bridge you've ever burned.
Every bridge you've ever burned. Everybody you've ever, like, did something to.
Yeah.
Something could come back.
Every ounce of foulness.
Every ounce of foulness. That's why it's good to live clean and not to be on that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Everything that you might have regretted or whatever.
Right.
And I was just kind of, you know.
But I mean, now we gotta deal with it in public.
Right.
So it's like, Herman Cain, I mean, he's fucking it up.
Yeah, he should have known. They had a settlement and all that stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
that's how he's really caught up.
He probably felt like the settlement would have been the thing to keep it in the closet.
Why would he think that?
Money never keeps any of this shit in the closet.
No.
Like, people get their payday and then they get a bigger one when they tell on you. Duh.
Right.
Stupid.
It's kind of like being blackmailed.
He should have been up front and been like, yup.
I did it.
It happened. It was a long time ago.
I touched it.
I made a mistake. I
asked her for some.
I got counseling. Yeah. I got counseling. We settled it.
I shouldn't have did it. I was having a rough time with my wife.
And I'm she trying to move sleep forward. With me. Exactly.
My wife didn't want to sleep with me. I mean, look at me. That's what he should have said, right?
America might have been like, damn.
He should have said, yo, look at me. I'm bald. I'm ugly. I make pizza. My wife don't want to sleep with me. She's been with me for 40 years.
I smell like pizza when I come home.
I just wanted to touch a titty.
A thigh, leg.
I wanted to touch a leg.
So, oh boy, Herman Cain.
Yeah,
man.
The truth is the best way to go, though, man.
Let's hear some Herman Cain real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. Let's hear what he said, because he's a funny. He even sounds funny. Like,
yes.
Oh man, play that shit. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see what I got.
Oh man.
As Cain is surging ahead of GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney in a new Des Moines Register poll, that's not the only poll. In fact, here to set the record straight, 2012 GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain. Herman, nice to have you back on the program with us.
Hello, Jenna. Delighted to be here.
Let's start with the truth. That's always the best place to start. What is the truth about these allegations of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct? Have you ever been accused at any time of either?
Yes. I have never sexually harassed anyone. Let's say that. Secondly, I've never sexually harassed anyone. And
you just said,
yes,
said it twice.
I was falsely accused while I was at the National Restaurant Association, and I say falsely because it turned out after the investigation to be baseless. The people mentioned in that article were the ones who would be aware of any misdoings, and they have attested to my integrity and my character. It is totally baseless and totally false. Never have I committed any sort of sexual harassment.
Have you ever had to settle a claim, falsely accused or not? Sometimes a settlement happens when a false accusation is made. Have you ever had to settle a claim, given money or paid someone because of a claim of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct?
At the Restaurant Association. Now, outside of the Restaurant Association, absolutely not.
So,
if
yes.
The Restaurant Association did a settlement, I wasn't even aware of it, and I hope it wasn't for much, because nothing happened. So if that was a settlement, it was handled by some
officers that
worked for me at the association. So the answer is absolutely not.
He said that worked for him. People that worked for him settled on his behalf. He didn't settle. They settled for me. The company settled. That I run settled. But I didn't settle.
The Restaurant Association, which is a corporation.
That I run.
Are we going to hear about any other allegations in the future? Are there more allegations to come like this?
Absolutely not. If more allegations come, I assure you, people will simply make them up. I was aware of the false accusation that took place at the Restaurant Association, and then when we were asked for me to comment, they wanted for it to be from two anonymous sources. We weren't going to go and chase anonymous sources. But take a look at the end of the article. That's what I encourage people to do. And look at the people who have attested to my character and my integrity.
Integrity, man.
That shit crack.
I don't know about you, Herman Cain.
That shit don't even sound kosher to me, man.
It doesn't.
It sounds like some bullshit. I need like one of those forensic analysts. Damn, yeah. I sound like Herman Cain and shit now.
You do, man.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I need someone to analyze what he's saying and to like, look, he lying. Look, he keep touching his ear.
He was looking straight at the camera, though, like trying not. He was like, he's trying a little bit too hard not to look like he's lying. He a liar.
He probably digging in his head. I reached for her breast.
I didn't hit, though. She ain't let me hit.
I thought she was going to let me do it.
I thought she was gonna let me smang.
I don't get it, man.
She ain't let me smang. I mean, I guess it's a part of it. You get the money, you get the power. Now you want the PU.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's a power trip for some people. Like, people are turned on by that, by dominance like that.
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean? Like somebody who's gonna sexually harass someone is the draw, the fact that they have that power over you. The sexual turn on to them?
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't turn me on. Like, I need people to want it. You know, I want to be wanted.
Did you hear?
I need that. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like,
did you hear? They had a report on, like, pretty much what one of the women that came forward, like, how the situation went down. It was pretty much they were driving in a car, and, like, Herman Cain, I don't know if he stopped the car or whatever, but he reaches on her thigh and is, like, reaching up her dress or whatever. And she's like, yo, like, chill out.
Right.
And he's like, well, don't you want this job? Yeah.
Oh, word? That's sleazy.
Yeah. I'm not saying it verbatim, but that was the gist of the situation. Like,
damn.
You trying to get work, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's whack, son.
Yeah. So.
That's desperate.
That's your boy, man.
That's like, really?
That's your boy. That's your boy.
That's for lamers.
That's your boy. What you gonna do?
Taking the coochie is for lamers, man. Sorry.
Agreed. Coochie is not yours, Herman.
Nah, man.
Herman, the coochie is not yours.
It's not the right way to do it.
Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit more upbeat. Let's talk about...
Yeah. This is just a bummer.
Yeah.
Yo, so, all right, let's change gears. So, yo, man, I went to a foreign exchange show. The foreign exchange.
Man,
yes.
How was that?
A friend of mine took me to a show.
So tell the people who are the foreign exchange and how was the show?
And you know, the funny thing about it was that another friend of mine had told me about foreign exchange a long time ago, and I didn't kind of...
Right.
It
didn't register.
Nah, I just didn't like do my homework on it. So I get there... And I found, and it's Fonte from Little Brother.
Yeah.
You know, the group with Knife Wonder.
Yeah.
And what was it? Fonte Pooh.
Big Pooh. From North Carolina.
They all from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So Little Brother broke up. But apparently Foreign Exchange had formed way before Little Brother broke up.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a while. They met on OK Player.
Exactly. And they were changing tracks.
Right. Fonte and
Nicolay,
who's from Austria. Or Germany, or something like that. He's from Europe.
He's from Europe.
He's Euro. Yes. Yarrow than a motherfucker.
Yes.
They were exchanging tracks over OK Player, so Nicolay would send him a track, he would rap over it, or rap and sing and send it back, put his vocals on it. And then they were making these tracks, and it was really popular, and people were really liking their collaboration, so they formed a little group. And then eventually they met, and then they started doing shows, and now they do shows a lot more because
Little Brother broke up.
Little Brother broke up. He has free time on his hands, and apparently he got kids, and he got miles to feed, right?
Right.
Because that was a theme in some of the songs and things he was saying, and he was getting full of philosophical and stuff.
Fonte's nice, though.
Yeah, oh, no, dude is nice.
And he raps and sings also.
Yes, yes, I was going to get to that. Yes, brilliant observation. So he raps and he sings, and...
Jizzy.
It was funny, though, because it was like... The funny thing about shows like that was that he gets into, like, the soul thing. Like, his music is really soulful.
Right.
Which is bugged out because that's kind of, like, what Little Brother was about. Like, Little Brother was a really soulful hip-hop group. Like, all of their samples were old soul songs and, like, really soulful stuff. So he still is, like, on that soul stuff. He has, like, his band. He had, like, a guitarist, a bassist, a drummer. Nicolay was on the keys. So it was really, like... Neo soulish, hip hopish, Maxwellish, grooving. You know what I'm saying? Soul grooves,
groove theory-ish.
Yes, groove theory-ish grooves. Like something that's a nice date.
Right.
Show.
Good vibes.
Yeah, it's one of those like you want to go there with a female. Like me and you, we're not gonna go to that show together.
No, we stand on the other side of the room if we did.
Right. You go there with a young lady, or whatever, whatever. So, it was cool. Like. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say about it. Like,
I mean,
it was the music was good. He had his backup singers, and that's to show you how much singing there was. Like, he sung, he had two backup singers, and the songs really varied from. It was kind of along the same lines as Drake, but I think his singing is better than Drake. I'd rather hear Fonte sing because I don't know, it just sounds better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sounds more masculine for some reason to me.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. It just sounds cooler. It sounds more Barry White. You know what I'm saying? Than Keith Sweat. You know what I'm saying? It's more like deep bass crooning than it is like Baby, Baby, Please.
Yeah, he has a very soulful voice.
Yeah.
And I think... He just does a better job of, like, just creating music that you want to hear sung.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, Drake.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, I have a foreign exchange song for people to hear if you want to, just to get a little feel. If you've never heard foreign exchange, what their music actually sounds like. So, I'm going to play it. It's called Daykeeper, and it's a track off of, I think the album's called Leave It All Behind, but check it out.
shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get put that in my library.
Yeah, they got some joints.
Yeah.
Can't even front. Them dudes, they make good music at the end of the day. Like, they make great music. And they, I mean, and the great thing is just that they started from literally across the sea, like, didn't know each other, just one digital.
That's the power of the internet.
Right. That right there is the power of the internet, you know, good music. So
that's cool, man. That's like how it is collaborating with people, like, even on this site, like, right? Like,
yeah,
you got people across the pond, you got people across wherever in the other part of the country, and
right,
we collaborate on stuff all the time.
Right.
It's dope.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, you use the stuff to your advantage, meet new people, make good music. Don't let your physical barriers or physical distance be a barrier for what you're trying to do. So, anyways, let me stop preaching. Yeah, so, I mean, we just want to also say RIP. A few people passed away this week. One of them being Smoking Joe Frazier.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Joe Frazier, yo. The
legendary.
First, the dude to knock out Muhammad Ali. Cassius Clay.
First dude to put Cassius Clay on his ass?
Yup.
Sorry, Cassius. Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, Cassius. Yeah, he
was. First dude to put Muhammad Ali on his ass.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Because he was like doing his thing. Like, that's mm-hmm. big. Muhammad Ali was a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So Joe Frazier beat Muhammad Ali, and even Muhammad Ali released a statement, which I'm not sure if he wrote it. Maybe he wrote it.
Right.
He didn't say it because he's fucked up too, right? He has mm-hmm. multiple sclerosis.
I don't know what he has, but
yeah, I think it's MS, because that's the same thing that what's his name has from Back to the Future.
Oh, Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. They both have multiple sclerosis.
Okay. But
But he released a statement, official quote unquote statement, saying that he respects him a lot, and you know, it was a nice statement. It was like it was a statement that showed true sportsmanship, and the fact that after the years, even though they had this huge rivalry,
yeah,
that he respected him as an athlete,
right,
and that dude was a gentleman on top of being an athlete. And even though they had like their ordeal, they always respected each other,
right? Because I mean, without Joe Frazier, without, you know, George Foreman, I mean, there is no Muhammad Ali. Like, he needed these people to fight in order to make him great,
right.
And they all, you know, make each other great. Steel sharpens steel, so
right,
you know, Joe Frazier, definite legend. Watch out for the hook, you know, most legendary punch in boxing. Left hook, you know, Joe Frazier's hook. So, you know, rest in peace to Joe Frazier. We also lost a legend in music. Heavy D passed away as well. That was kind of like a shocker, because I mean, he just closed the BET Awards.
He just released an album in September.
Right. He just closed the awards.
Which is bugged out because I didn't even hear about it.
I mean, you know how that goes.
And so apparently he just released an album in September called Love Opus. And he just did the BET Awards, which I didn't watch because I don't fuck with BET.
I saw it. He closed out the show, actually.
How was it? What'd he do?
He did a bunch of his hits. Like, Heavy D had hits.
Hits. Oh, dude.
Like, big songs.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He had hits. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Yeah, man. Heavy D has so many hits. Like,
what you got?
They've been running these Heavy D like marathons. They have these Heavy D video marathons. They've been running on like MTV Jams. And I've just been like leaving it on and just watching it. I'm just like, man, like, it's crazy how many of those songs I know all the words to.
Right.
Like, verbatim.
Yeah, he put P. Diddy on.
Right.
He gave P. Diddy his first internship.
Yeah, because he was from Mount Vernon.
Yeah. And then he also co-wrote a lot of Mary J. Blige's stuff from her from the first album she had, which was, to me, is her dopest album.
Yep.
Yeah, so. What's the 411, that album.
Right.
He co-wrote a lot of that stuff and produced it, and that stuff was like, banging. That was the shit. He did a lot of ghostwriting and producing.
He was the first big dude to be a sex symbol. Like,
comfortable being big. This is me. I'm a big dude.
Right.
This is me. Like, I think it's so important to be comfortable in your own skin. Like,
right.
And that's something I learned early on in Brooklyn from like friends, like, you know, cause I was always a little bit more nerdy growing up, and I had friends that were not nerdy at all, but I think I learned from them that they kind of made me feel confident because they liked some of the things that I knew.
Right.
And I, you know, so it was kind of like us teaching each other, and they kind of taught me to like to learn to like dress, like wear things that accentuates your who you are. Like, right. Don't try to dress like me, dress like you and make it work for you. Like, find out what your body type is,
yeah,
and what looks good for your look, and then do you and be confident. Like, it's all about confidence. And wearing things that fit well. And I think Heavy D always did that. Like, he was a big dude, but he always dressed really immaculate. Like,
yeah.
He'd have his hat on.
Yeah.
He'd just be Dip.
Yeah.
A big dude, but Dip. Like, and all his shit fit right. Like, right. It wasn't like he was like all like sloppy and shit.
Right.
He was always neat, had his little, like, his shape up, his goatee was straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you
very confident, a very
Puff,
confident dude.
Puff always said, like, when he was trying to make a mold for Big, he would look at Heavy D and be like, yo, you could be the next big sex symbol like Heavy D. Like, you should be looking at this dude because this dude kind of set, he created a way for you to kind of get big and get mainstream and for people to like you as who you are.
Yeah, and that's so important. Like, I think Chubb Rock also did that too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Chubb Rock, I think, came after Heavy D, but I think Heavy D was like, Heavy D and the Fat Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Fat Boys was the first ones to say, this is who we are.
Yeah, we're cool with it.
Yeah, like, this is us. We just having fun.
Right.
But I think Heavy D took it serious. Like, right. I think Heavy D took the ladies man route on being big. Like,
right.
Like, the Fat Boys weren't ever talking about chicks. They were always talking about food and fun. But Heavy D came in and said, yo, look, I'm the overweight lover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The overweight lover's in the house. So he was like, yo, look, I'm big, but yo, I'm right. sexy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yo.
I'm smooth.
I got my shit together. Look at me. I'm smooth, you know? I'm dapper. My clothes is right.
Right.
I'm, you know.
I could talk to you where you want to be spoken to.
Yeah.
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 So, shouts out to Heavy D. Rest in peace.
Word up, man.
Great artist, man. Like, just great work. It's just so many. It's just like, I want to say so much because it's like, You meant so much to so many people growing up, and they may not even think about like how influential you were to the whole music scene at the time. And just like, just shouts out, man.
Yo, play that song. Nothing But Love.
Let's see if I can find.
If you could find it, that was one of his last.
I have solo mad songs. Heavy D songs that I like. I would love to play. But this isn't the Heavy D hour, but let me see if I can find a dope track.
It's on YouTube. Everything's on YouTube.
Yeah, everything is on YouTube.
Everything. Yeah, but dude, yeah, man, I think that's important, man. Being comfortable with you and wear things that fit you right. Like, pay attention to what fits you right, and don't wear anything that doesn't fit you right. Just don't do it. It's better to have like four outfits that fit you immaculately then I have 10 that fit you so-so.
Yeah.
You better off.
Yeah.
Rewearing dope shit than you are wearing
Right.
If you wearing a shirt and it's and you like throw that shit out. Give that shit to Goodwill.
All right, let's see what
that's
I got.
That's a pro tip. Think about it. It's true. Yeah, Chris Rock was in the. I mean, Chris Tucker. What's mine is mine, and what's his is mine. Okay,
girl, you go first. Yeah, everybody looking smooth in this video, too. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing, man? I'm talking to your girl, man. Hey, my girl. He's talking to his girl. I know them, man.
Put that way before we get locked up again, man.
Man, I just got out.
Man, I was with you.
You gotta turn it up a little bit, man.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I know you want lots of jewels and stuff. Backyards with swimming pools, bars with stools and stuff, fancy foods, lobster, sushi, yeah, Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci. I know your ammo, you do demo on a paycheck. You get a herb from the bourbon, show them no respect. Middle name, price tag, first name, gotcha. Start a smoke out on the road, now they can't stop ya. Talking about, hey, boo, how you do? Some clown uptown said you ran through his crew.
sitting on some steak and whining and dining. I ain't tricking on no chicken. Leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on you. I got nothing but love for you. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not your H-E-R-B, but I'm your H-E-A-V. Why dash D? Don't test me. Don't ask me for nothing. For Nathan's, for death. Squad. You can do me not. You plan on plot on who be hot and trying to hit the slot. I know your low pro style, your low ho profile. Kick a brother in the gut and then you smile. I must admit, I really dig your operation. Every time we on the phone, you got the sexy conversation. So now you hope to be the woman of my dream. And while I'm sleeping, you be creeping, robbing me clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew. Standing by the gutter with your booty cutters. So who's the honey dip? Down with the money grip. Always got a plan and a scam to get some money quick. Always get man, the one with the checks and setting up a trap with the
sex.
I got
nothing
but love for
you. Yeah, man. Heavy D, yo, first of all, there's nothing but dimes in this video.
It's all supermodels. He's like, is that the Noxzema girl? He had the Noxzema model in there. He had, it's all models in his videos.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Dude was, come on.
Dude was getting it in, man.
Yeah.
Came in front.
He was living in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing acting too.
Yeah, so apparently he lost 150 pounds.
Wow.
And he was on some old like 5 days a week hitting the gym shit. And he had a personal trainer and he was still at about 300 pounds or something like that. So he was trying to get his shit together and they're saying it was a heart attack, but there's been no official statement on what it was. Heard pneumonia.
Yeah, I heard he went overseas and
got pneumonia and then, so I don't know. No one really knows yet. And the thing about that is that in a case like his, it's like, it's not like Amy Winehouse where people wanted to know what drug did it.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? He died. That's like the big
right.
story.
So.
Yeah. He wasn't living nefariously. He wasn't like
nah.
abusing alcohol and drugs. So nah. it was like, it doesn't really matter if it was a heart attack or it was drug. Or it was like pneumonia.
You know
it really doesn't matter.
What's crazy too, like, back when he was in his prime, like, they were artists who weren't necessarily role models, but they were just like wholesome people.
Right.
And like, it was okay to just be a good dude, just having fun and kind of making music.
Yeah. Fresh Prince was one of them.
Yeah. Like, but nowadays like,
it's like, you gotta be like treating chicks wrong and.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's like hot. Like, that's like what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. You can't just be a good dude just trying to do his thing and make good music.
Yeah. This shit is stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit is stupid.
Anyways, so I mean, that's Streetcast for today, people.
That's Streetcast.
Got any shout outs, bro?
Yeah, man. Shout out to these nuts. No, I'm playing.
These nuts.
Nah, I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody, man. I'm gonna give a shout out to BrooklynKing.com.
Yep.
I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody who supports the site, man. Everybody who posts and all that good stuff. All of my friends on the site. GameX Podcast, all that stuff.
Word.
And just my family and friends. Everybody who has checked out the podcast who been like, oh, that shit is pretty dope. Like, yo, keep doing that shit. All the, like, you know, comments and support. Like, that shit means a lot. Because, like, we just be doing this
definitely.
Shit.
Definitely. We just...
And it's like, you know, we just be doing it. And it's like, until we get that feedback, we don't really have, it's like, we just do shit. You have yep. no idea. We have no idea. Like, it's funny because, like, I'll see the stats on how many people are listening to it. And it blows my mind every time. Because, like.
I don't even see the stats.
You have no way to know, you know, that there's so many hundreds of people are listening to this shit every week.
Wow.
Until you see it and you're like, oh, shit. Because most people don't take the time to comment. And I'm like that, too.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I buy shit on Amazon. I don't ever review shit.
Right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? You buy shit on Amazon. You don't review shit.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
And you don't
I'm
ever,
like,
you don't ever, like,
yeah,
comment.
Not that I'm doing it, yeah.
But it's funny.
It's
like,
important.
And it's funny. It's like, I'm part of the problem, too, because I do that elsewhere.
Right.
So that's why I understand that people listen to the show religiously and don't comment. But if you do, it would be appreciated.
Yeah, word. Drop a note.
Yeah, so I need to practice what I preach in this instance. and do that as well. So, but yeah, I appreciate the support. And yeah, also I would, you know, it would inform us on how to, you know, what we could do better and all that good stuff. But it's just fun, man. We sit here, we have fun, we talk shit, and that's just beautiful. So
word,
we'll be back with more shit talking, and hopefully we'll talk about some stuff that you want to hear about. And if you want to hear about some stuff or how we feel, let us know. Drop a comment on the site. And check us out on iTunes, of course. We're on iTunes now. iTunes has been updated, so type in StreetCast in iTunes. We're right all on there.
We in there.
We're in iTunes. So it's all official, man.
Let me give a quick shout out to everybody on SoundCloud. I mean, I've just recently started using SoundCloud, and I gotta say, like, there's some really, really, really dope beats on SoundCloud. And I want to give a shout out to, like, some people whose beats I've been using on today's podcast. A1, you got some fire beats. This dude named Taku, dope beats. Beat Grime, Yosuri, A Beat Baker, Audio Doctor, Bayobi, Jace. I'm just running down a list, but yo, it's...
Yo, go, do it, man.
Yeah, man, yo, all of you guys deserve the utmost props, because honestly, like, these beats are really sick, and we appreciate the hell out of all the work you guys do making our show better, so... Shouts out to all of you guys, and I wish you all the best for everything you do, you know?
Word up. Hopefully some cats will hear about these beats and all that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we about to sign out. I'm going to let y'all rock out to this track, Two People by Audio Doctor. So, peace. Talk to all of y'all next week. See y'all next week. Appreciate all the feedback and love.
One love.
Peace.
Squeaky clean. Never was in the tabloids for doing no-